Phoenix's right pointer and middle fingers flicked wildly in front of her eye. The stimulation helped to calm her, and she allowed herself to indulge on the walk back from the vampire den to calm her nerves. As she approached her house, she forced her hand down to her side, but she was still restless. She allowed the fingers to tap against her thigh. As the heir to the pack, it would not be acceptable to have people see her act any weirder than she already did. It didn't matter that there was nothing wrong with providing herself with extra stimulation or stimming. Phoenix knew this and believed it with all of her heart, but that didn't stop the looks from the rest of the pack who didn't understand. It didn't stop her father from thinking that she was not capable of being alpha. So she minimized her movements and stopped to slow down her racing heart before she entered the pack house. The pack house was located on the opposite side of town from the vampires. Where the vampires had a gated community with manicured lawns, the pack possessed a lot of open space with houses built up over the years as needed. They were set far apart, enough to keep werewolf ears from being able to hear through the insulation and across the distance to their neighbors. The houses had evolved as the families had changed, with little cubs being born and others going off to join different packs. In total, there were 104 adult pack members at the moment. Her father, at age 75, wasn't the oldest in the pack, but he was the alpha, a position that typically passed down from parent to child when it was time. It would be years before Phoenix took the role, but there were responsibilities as the heir to the pack. It would be hers to defend and protect, except her autism left her fighting for her rights in the pack as much as fighting to defend it. The main building was larger than the rest. It was the Alpha's home, but also a community space where the pack gathered. There were three stories. The top was set aside for her and her dad, even though that space was too large for just the two of them. Phoenix had hoped that the house would be quiet when she arrived. While werewolves were not as set on sleeping during the night, the majority of the pack preferred it, as it was easier to interact with the human population. Phoenix was partial to the quiet of the night and felt the most restless while her father slept. Others in the pack felt the same way, and when Phoenix walked into the main floor of the house, she found a small gathering.
"Where have you been, Fire Girl?"
Phoenix turned and saw her cousin holding a beer and standing up while a group of young adult males sat around him. She made eye contact with him, refusing to answer, refusing to give him the upper hand. She was still the heir, at least for now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She counted in her head as their eyes locked. Eye contact came naturally to the pack, with the less dominant pups and non-alpha adults breaking it off early. When Phoenix hadn't instinctively made eye contact as a child, she was seen as weak, lesser, and she'd had to learn to maintain her gaze. It hurt, almost a physical sensation, to remain locked onto someone's eyes, but she did it unblinkingly. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Normal eye contact was about 4 seconds. It was less when a wolf looked at a dominant. Even high-ranking as he was in the pack, her cousin should have looked away. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. The pups were starting to shift as they sat. All were hyper-aware of the dominance game going on right in front of them, and no one was willing to show that they were acknowledging it. They fidgeted with their beer bottles or became very interested in the carpeting. 22, 23, 24. The counting helped to deal with his eyes intently focused on her own. 25, 26, 27. He was testing her, pushing for her spot. He thought it was his, but she was still heir and he would learn his place. 28, 29, 30. It had been going on for too long. 31. She needed to act. 32. If he would not relent, then she would have to challenge him. 33. She started to open her mouth to call him out when his gaze dropped lazily to her chin. She had won, for now. Slowly, the room began to wake up.